Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Frequent Flyers Aerial Dance, which presents Gravity and Relativity on December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Gravity and Relativity features beauty and agility of seven aerial dancers who traverse a landscape of aerial silks. Tickets and more information are available at frequentflyers.org/events.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, as we do annually at this time of year, each year, we are celebrating the music of Scott Joplin in honor of his birthday. He was born on... there's some argument about that now. The latest book by Ed Berlin that came out has put forth some new research indicating that what we've thought for many years was the truth may not be the truth. But anyway, I'm going to say he was born November 24th, 1868, in an area that is now Texarkana, Texas, but was just not Texarkana at that time. And he died in New York City, April 1st, 1917. And if you want to know more, there's all sorts of information online. We've talked about Joplin every year for 40 years, so I'm just going to get on to more music here. And tonight we're going to listen to what I'm calling seldom heard books. These are not books, works. I can't even read my own writing. Seldom heard works. These are works that are every bit as good as the ones that we're familiar with, such as Maple Leaf and The Entertainer and, there's a whole list. But these are ones that for whatever reason have not been recorded as much as the others. And I guess that proves that they're not as popular. But you be the judge, because we're going to listen to try to get a dozen of them in tonight. Starting off with one from 1907. We're going to work backwards here. This is the Roseleaf Rag. And in 1915, I had 22 versions of this. This compares to Maple Leaf Rag, of which I have 193 versions of that and still counting. This year we have 24 versions, and let's listen to Mr. Scott Kirby. Thank you. All right. Well, that was the Paragon Rag from 1909. And guess what? That was the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. How appropriate. Let's move on now. 1904, a piece called The Favorite. And to bring us that one is the late, great Glenn Jenks.
Thank you.
All right, two back-to-back there. Glenn Jenks did The Favorite from 1904, and that was Ann and Jeff Barnhart playing Nonpareil, which means none to equal, from 1907. In case you joined us late, this is Jack Rummel, and this is Ragtime America, and we are celebrating Joplin's birthday like we do every year, and we're playing works that are seldom heard, so I hope you're enjoying these. They don't get played all that often, and they're really very good. Moving on, we come to a piece called Country Club, written in 1909. I only have 18 versions of this, but this is this is one of the first that came out on the records by Joshua Rifkin. So here is Joshua.
Thank you. Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
Well, we'll move now to a piece from 1902 by Joplin called A Breeze from Alabama. And this has some very unusual chord patterns in it. An example of how Joplin was stretching the limits of the ragtime genre that he created. And it's very, very good, but it was not one that was universally liked, I guess. I like it. I think it's great. Here is a version by the Southland Stingers.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Longmont 150, an exhibit that celebrates the founding of Longmont 150 years ago, and a look back on the forces that have shaped Longmont's past and the recurring themes that will define its future. The Longmont 150 exhibit runs through January 9th. Tickets and more information at longmontmuseum.org.
Well, this next piece has an interesting story behind it. They say it was written in 1914, but it was first discovered in 1971. I don't think any sheet music ever appeared. It was on a piano roll, which was discovered, and it said it had been written by Joplin, and so experts in the field listened to it and determined that it was a Joplin composition, and it said on the roll that it had been written in 1914. It was transcribed to sheet music, and it's now available for others to be able to play it. And we're lucky to have it because it might possibly have gone undiscovered and wound up in the trash heap somewhere along the line. So here, then, from 1914 is Silver Swan, and the artist is Kathy Craig.
Thank you.
Okay, Silver Swan by Kathy Craig. We followed that up from 1904, The Sycamore. That was the Canadian Brass, and I have 20 versions of that. Then we'll move down to one that I only have 17 versions of. From 1917, this is the Reflection Rag. Joplin died in 1917, and this was issued by his first publisher, John Stark, and it is thought to be either a collection of parts of rags that he cobbled together, or perhaps a piece that Joplin had submitted and it didn't get published. Maybe Stark didn't want to publish it, but it was issued posthumously in 1917. And here to bring it to us is a group from South Adelaide, Australia. This is the Dave Dalwitz Ragtime Ensemble in a live performance.
Thank you.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Support comes from Pica's Mexican Restaurant, with two locations in Boulder and Louisville. Pica's menu features a variety of tacos and Mexican fare, available for dine-in and takeout. More information at picascolorado.com.
Well, our next piece here is one called Leola. And this was a very rare piece, too, when they were trying to collect all of the sheet music in order to publish it. They couldn't find this, or maybe they didn't even know it existed. I can't remember, but it suddenly was found, and now we have it. It is what I would call a graceful reworking of the Maple Leaf Rag. It's built entirely on the structure of the Maple Leaf Rag. Those of you who know the Maple Leaf and can play it certainly can figure that one out. And so let's listen to it. Our artist is from Holland. This is Guido Nielsen.
Thank you.
Leola from 1905. Well, this next one, most of you who are familiar with Joplin remember that he pretty much quit writing rags late in his career because he was working on his opera, Treemonisha. And he finally published it in 1911. He couldn't get an orchestra to play it, so he performed it himself on piano. As you can imagine, at the time, it was not a big success. But after his death, it has been resurrected by a lot of opera groups, and a lot of groups have recorded it. One of the best recordings of it actually is by the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, and they follow Joplin's directions to the letter. But buried in this is one of the movements. It's called a real slow drag, and it's actually a rag. And that's probably why I only have a dozen versions of this, because it was never published as separate sheet music. It was always part of the opera. So here is the Great American Main Street Band to bring us from 1911, Joplin's A Real Slow Drag. Thank you. Well, there in the background is the Ragtime Skedaddlers recording of the Maple Leaf Rag from 1899. 193 versions in my collection to date. Just thought it might be appropriate to contrast that with the rest. You've been listening to a tribute to Scott Joplin, and in honor of his birthday this month. And these are seldom heard works, except, of course, the Maple Leaf Rag. And they're really good. And I hope that you've enjoyed all of them as much as I've enjoyed bringing them to you. Thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America. And I hope you'll listen in on another Thursday evening for more recorded ragtime.
Support comes from Ignite Adaptive Sports at Eldora. Ignite provides snow sport opportunities for people living with disabilities, programs for children, adults, and armed service veterans. Ignite is recruiting volunteers for the upcoming ski season. More information about volunteering with Ignite at igniteadaptivesports.org.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Burt's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location. Located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift with the Phantom Power Collective.
Okay then, let's offer a musical toast to broadcasters everywhere. What do you say?
Good plan. To all our friends in radio from coast to coast, we'd like to say, it all depends on you.
Thank you.